Running on a treadmill won't help you lose weight if you're fat. You've got to eat less. That's what doctors are warning. A group of medics have hit out at the emphasis placed on exercise in tackling obesity and say public health messages should squarely focus on unhealthy eating. Here's this doctor who I can't stand, Dr. Eva. Good morning, Dr. Eva.
Good morning. How are you?
Can't stand you. And from the Oarsman Weight Loss Clinic, you tell me off too much, Dr. Eva. And Leanna Grant, editor of Curva magazine. Good morning, Leanna.
Good morning. You all right?
You'll be lovely in comparison to Dr. Eva. What do you make of this? What do you make of this research, Dr. Eva?
You know, I mean, this is not really anything new. You know, we know that, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of calories that you have to be down in order to lose 2.2 pounds. We're talking over 7,000 calories that you have to be down. That's enough calories for more or less for a woman for 4 days to just drink water.
But all this time that we're being told to spend in the gym.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's going to take you more or less 25 hours to lose 2.2 pounds by walking. So you need to actually understand that you can get the biggest impact for your weight loss by diet. And you need to think about that people who carry a lot of excess weight as well, if they start exercising a lot, they put huge strain on their cardiovascular system, on their heart and their joints. So they are far better to shift initially that really terrible excess weight so that actually exercise gets more easier and also more pleasant for them. We are not trying to say that exercise is not good for you. I mean, for a healthy lifestyle, we need both things. We need a balanced diet and we need a certain amount of exercise. But exercise obviously becomes very, very important
Leanna?
Once you have lost the weight and you want to maintain.
You need to jump in, Leanna. You'll not get a word in.
Well, the thing is, I just think, I mean, I do totally agree with what the doctor's saying, you know, use a combination of both. But I just think that people need to be re-educated on what being healthy is, because there's so many diets out there and the diets aren't exactly the right diets for people because they're not having the effect that they need to in a healthy way. So I think we need to go down to the main point about re-educating people about what really being healthy is. Exercise is a real big part to it. Obesity is a massive problem in the UK and, you know, in other countries. And I just think we just really need to be mindful about telling people to diet because diets aren't working for people either because the diets aren't right.
Yeah,
you see, at the end of the day, we need to also remember that it is true, though, that at the moment we are concentrating, in my opinion, totally in the wrong guidelines, and we are basically telling people to have 6+ servings of carbohydrates and starchy food and base their diet on that, which is totally wrong. And this type of food model has already been abolished in Scandinavian countries over 2 years ago. I mean, it's not only the calories. It's very important where the source of the calories, where they're coming from. And we have been for years and years telling people to avoid fat, but in reality, the low-fat method hasn't worked at all. I mean, we are now very clear on the fact that it's carbohydrates and sugar that are the main reason for people becoming obese. But once you have that fat tissue which is in your body, that fat is very, very dangerous. And in my clinics, we concentrate on 10% weight reduction in 30 to 40 days, which is from the initial weight, which is typically a stone and a half, 2 stone weight loss in less than 40 days. Some people even
is that healthy?
Stone in less than 6 weeks.
Is that not
and
too
for
quick?
Me, that is so important because when we take that metabolic, basically a dangerous thing out of the body, which is basically that fat, which is insulin resistance, which creates these dangerous hormones that basically creates that inflammation in the body. When you get that moving, and you also give people hope that they can actually
I have
lose
no hope.
Weight.
Dr. Eva, I have lost hope. I have lost all hope, Dr. Eva.
And I think that's for a lot
give
of people
me hope,
as well.
Dr. Eva.
I think that's for a lot of people, though, because at the end of the day, 1 minute you're telling people to diet and then the diets aren't wrong because all these diets coming out from everywhere.
Dr. Eva,
it's a combination of education and, of course, we need to educate people. But you also have to remember one thing. But there are people sitting at home who actually eat healthy food and they still obese.
They're not
so
normal.
You can become obese to also eating just too much of the
healthy food. People who eat healthy food and still obese may be normal. But people who eat healthy food all their lives, they're not normal. Not normal. Thank you, Dr. Eva. Thank you, Leanna. Thank you for listening.